And we are a cell or an atom in the total body of God. And each atom has the potential of taking advantage of the whole body. And this is what each cell and atom in your own body is trying to do. Each cell in your body is trying to figure out, well, what is this of which I'm a part, and what is it thinking, and how do I communicate with it? And so each one of your little tiny cells, and you got about, I think, 30 trillion cells in your body, and you even have more bacteria than that, which is interesting. But you got all these little cells in your body, and each one of them are trying to figure out how to communicate with the greater life, which is you. And eventually we will progress to the point that where we will have better communication with the lives that make up our bodies. And when we have 100% communication, we'll have power to renew our bodies and live just as long as we want. The masters have this ability to extend life in their bodies as long as the bodies are useful. And that's because they're capable of communicating with the lives in their body, and they can direct the lives to recharge and renew themselves. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think one of the reasons that particular teaching in religion appeals to so many people is that when you start out there looking with this greater desire, it takes effort. It's not the easy way. You know, it's easier just to sit back and think, oh, I don't need to know that, and to put forth that effort. So I think that appeals to a lot of us. I mean,
yeah, it goes back to authority. People are black and white. They want to be told what is true and what isn't true. And that's easy. If you have somebody that says, now this is true, and Jesus come died for our sins, and that's it, and just believe and be saved, that's all you got to do. I mean, that's really simple. And if that's all there is to it, then you don't have to do any thinking. Okay, you just believe and be saved, and that's it. But for the truth seeker, it takes quite a bit of effort. It takes strenuous concentration in order to achieve spiritual progression. If we just sit back and let George do it, or let the priest tell us what to do, or let the prophet tell us what to think, then that's not really going to advance any person spiritually. The persons that advance spiritually are the ones that make a strenuous effort. Nothing important comes without effort. And a lot of the New Agers go through the same things. The churches say, believe and be saved, and that's really simple, and that's easy to do. Okay, I believe, and it looks like I'm saved now because I just believe. Well, a lot of the New Agers sort of fall into the same trap. They say, well, believe in that the interdimensional reality is coming soon, and space aliens are coming to take us to another sphere. And if you believe and in harmony with these aliens, you're going to be saved or whatever. But the New Agers have a lot of different messages, but in the end, a lot of them are very much like the religions. They come up with a really easy way to be saved. And a lot of the New Age religions teach that, we have to go through many incarnations, but they're unnecessary. If you believe in our doctrine, you can just skip over all these incarnations. This can be your last life, and you can skip over 1,000 lifetimes and just go back and live in bliss in the next world, or take advantage of the dimensional shift or whatever, and you can be saved. So the religious people tell us, you can just be saved for eternity by just acknowledging Jesus. And a lot of the New Agers will say you can be saved for eternity and skip over all the future lifetimes. You can make this your last lifetime. Just believe in our guru. So it's the same message, a different vocabulary. And this is, it's It's interesting, many of the religions, many of the teachings, same religion, different vocabulary, salvation, and the end of spiritual evolution is just a really easy step. You just got to wipe out all of this illusion and join our group, follow our guru, or maybe our guru has special powers. He can guide you into the next world if you donate enough money to the cause. But, no, anything that's worthwhile will take an effort. There's really no easy way. The hard way is actually the easiest way. If we try to take shortcuts, the shortcuts is really the long way. You can be an illusion that the shortcut is a shortcut, but the shortcut is usually a detour. A detour that takes you, and what happens when you take a wrong road? Say we want to go up to McCall and we head up to Stanley instead. And pretty soon we're fine. We're at Stanley. We're not at McCall. We thought we took a shortcut. So instead you got to backtrack and then find the right road and then take the road that takes you up to McCall, Twin Falls, New York, wherever you want to go. Okay, so it's important that we find the right road. Without finding the right road, we'll make many detours and take many wrong turns, and we often do. We go through many different lifetimes, and during those lifetimes, we take many wrong turns. And that's all part of the process. You take a wrong turn, you go so far in the wrong direction, and then pretty soon things get tougher and tougher. Maybe you have all kinds of disease and pain and bad relationships and bad decisions, and it gets more and more painful until finally you're forced to look at reality. Then when you finally look at reality, you say, I must be headed the wrong direction. I've got to take a second look at things. So some of us have to, maybe just take a little bit of pain before we'll do that, and others have to undergo a tremendous amount of pain before it finally dawns on them, I must be going the wrong direction, and then they turn around. And we're not just talking about physical pain. There's all kinds of different pain. There's pain. The most painful of all is really a bad relationship. Say you're betrayed by a spouse or a loved one. That's very, very painful. There's many different degrees of pain. This pain and maybe not succeeding the way you wanted to, or maybe getting in a bad career that you thought you'd like, but maybe you don't like. It's very painful to go to work every morning. But there's all kinds of distress that can affect us in our life. And we often take these bad roads, and it gets harder and harder and more painful until we say, wait, something is wrong. I have to turn around. I have to do something different. And then when you do something different and it's the right thing, how do you think you'll feel? Right. When you do the right thing, when you change course and you start headed the right direction, you'll feel like a weight has been lifted. You'll feel internally, because your soul will start paying attention to you. Your soul will look down and it'll say, hey man, the guy is finally waking up. You know, I sent him a charge of encouragement. And so our higher self sends us maybe something in a dream, maybe a feeling. It'll send us as much positive energy as possible because it's encouraged that we are finally waking up a little bit and changing directions and doing something right. So it will send us some encouragement, and then we feel it on our side. It'll just feel like, this just feels right. Feels right. I quit my job selling weapons to terrorists, and now I'm working for the Salvation Army. That just feels so much better. So when you change directions and go in a direction that meets the approval to your higher self, it'll just feel good. You'll feel like a weight's been lifted, and you'll look forward to going to work. You'll look forward to doing what you're doing. Your work will be more play than work. And so that'll be important. Now, as we progress along, we progress down the path. And for many lifetimes, I mean, we just do everything possible wrong. We learn by trial and error for many, many lifetimes. And as you look around people you know, you see many people just learning by trial and error. You can take maybe a friend aside, you've probably all done it before, and you give them advice, say, well, you know, your life would be a lot better if you do this. And they may say, yeah, you're probably right. But then they don't do it. They don't follow your advice. They continue making the same mistakes.
It's your kids.